As we began discussing in our previous year, the Gemara teaches us, Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Kol HaMitzvos Kula Mevarech Aleihem Ovel HaSiyason. And as we discussed in our previous year as well, because the Gemara uses a wording of Kol HaMitzvos Kula Mevarech Aleihem Ovel HaSiyason, it's quite clear that the bracha has to be made right before you do the mitzvah. And therefore, Taisus asks a question here. If a bracha has to be recited right before you do the mitzvah, how do we make the bracha by the dalaminim? Because, as the Gemara teaches us later, Hamida Agbe Nafik Be, as soon as you pick up this is a Gemara later in Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, that as soon as you pick up the dalaminim, you already a yoitza. So Taisus has a problem. On one hand, the Gemara over there teaches us, Hamida Agbe Nafik Be, and in fact, as an aside, I saw that the Achroinim, the Chazanish, another Achroinim, used that Gemara as a raya, that the Berachos HaMitzvos are not absolutely essential to the fulfillment of a mitzvah. Because if the Berachos HaMitzvos were essential to the fulfillment of the mitzvah, yes, as soon as you pick it up, you yoitza, but you didn't make a bracha. So from here we see that the recitation of the bracha is not essential to the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So therefore, Taisus here asks the obvious question. We have a problem. Whatever you'll do won't be good. If you'll pick up the dalaminim, you already yoitza the mitzvah. If you're going to make the bracha and only afterwards pick up the dalaminim, there's going to be a hefsik. And our Gemara clearly teaches us that there may not be a hefsik between the bracha and the kiyum hamitzvah. So, Taisus gives a number of answers. One answer, Taisus says, first we'll explain the different approaches that Taisus gives, and then we'll discuss each one of them. One approach that Taisus suggests is that take the lulav, don't take the other dalad mina, the esrig. So without the esrig, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. Hold the lulav in your hand, have the esrig ready to pick up, and then make the bracha, and then pick up the esrig. Another approach Taisus gives, based on the Gemara that we have later in the Masechta, is that Taisus says, pick up the esrig, or actually the lulav, upside down. Because the halacha is that the Gemara teaches us that you only yoitz the mitzvah derech gidulason. The Gemara teaches us in Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph and Daf Mem Vav that you only yoitz the mitzvah if you hold it, the dalamin, if you hold it as they grow. Hold one upside down and then make the bracha. A third approach Taisus suggests is that you should have kavana not to be yoitza the mitzvah, hold the dalaminim, and even if we hold, says Taisus, that you don't have to have kavana to be yoitza mitzvah, but if you have explicit kavana that I don't want to be yoitza the mitzvah now, then for sure you're not yoitza the mitzvah. So I am holding all dalaminim in my hand, but I'm having kavana that I don't want to be yoitza the mitzvah of dalaminim, and then make the bracha, and then I'll be yoitza the mitzvah. And the fourth approach Taisus gives, that the mitzvah of dalaminim is not really completed just when I pick it up. The mitzvah of dalaminim continues till when I do the nanuim. And therefore, as long as I haven't done the nanuim yet, then I haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, and I could still make the bracha. And Taisus, in fact, brings a raya that as long as I'm still in the middle of fulfilling a mitzvah, I could still make a bracha. Tosis brings a raya from the Tilos Yadayim. Because we all know that when we wash our hands and we make a bracha on the Tilos Yadayim, we first wash our hands, and only as we are drying our hands do we make the bracha on the Tilos Yadayim. So we see that while you're in the middle of a mitzvah, you could still make the bracha. Tosfos himself says it's not a good raya, because Tosfos says that by Netilas Yadayim, the niguv, the drawing of the hands, is considered part of the mitzvah. Since the drawing of the hands is still considered part of the mitzvah, so I certainly can make the bracha before I draw my hands, because I haven't finished doing the mitzvah. On the other hand, when it comes to, drawing my hand, when it comes to nanuim are not considered part of the mitzvah. There's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Masechta Brachos says regarding tzitzis, Hoyse tzitzis la'atzmoy, oyma shekrishonim mitzvois v'tzvon alasas tzitzis, this atifa, after you put on the tzitzis, oimless atif b'tzitzis. So we see that you can make a bracha even after you put on the tzitzis. So isn't that a raya also that even though you've done the mitzvah, you could still make a bracha? So mefarshim say that that too is not a compelling raya. The reason it's not a compelling raya is because by tzitzis, there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to put on the tzitzis, but there's also a mitzvah to wear the tzitzis. And since there's a mitzvah to wear the tzitzis, so therefore, I'm mekayim the mitzvah even while I'm wearing it. And therefore, I can make the bracha later on as well. But it could be, as the Gemara in Daf Mem Beis says, by lulav, mida'agbei nafakbei, once you picked up the lulav, you yoytza the mitzvah. The halacha is that since once you picked up the lulav, you were already yoytza, that's why the halacha is you can no longer make the bracha anymore. These are the four approaches that Tosfos suggests in a person being able, what person should do in terms of the bracha on the Dalam Minim. So now, as we said, we're going to review every one of these terutzim and see how we understand this. But before we go into every one of these terutzim and understand the halachic ramifications of each one of these terutzim, here it seems from Tosfos that the mitzvah of Dalam Minim is the actual picking up of the Dalam Minim. There's a very interesting shaila that the Bikur Yaakov in Siman Tov Reish Nun Beis already begins to discuss. The Torah HaKadoshah says regarding the mitzvah of Dalam Minim, V'lekachtem lechem b'yom harishon. And his question is the mitzvah of Dalam Minim is part of the mitzvah of the actual lekicha, or is the mitzvah that he should have the Dalam Minim in his hands? What would be the nafkamina? We know that certainly the mitzvah of Dalam Minim, as the Gemara teaches us, is only fulfilled during the day. So what would happen if somebody's holding the Dalam Minim in his hands from before Alois HaShachar? And now Alois HaShachar comes, and he's still holding those Dalam Minim. Does he have to put them down in order to fulfill the mitzvah? Or the fact that he's holding them in his hand now is good enough? The Shailos HaTshuvos Binyan Shloima quotes Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that says that the lekicha is part of the mitzvah, and therefore, if he picked up the Dalam Minim before Alois HaShachar, he's not yoytza the mitzvah until he puts them down and he picks them up again after Netzach Hamar. The Meish of Dover from the Netziv disagrees. He says that even if you're holding the Dalam Minim from before Alois HaShachar, you could still be yoytza the mitzvah. What's the machlokes? The Meshiv Dover obviously is of the opinion that the lekicha is not part of the mitzvah. The holding of the dalaminim is the mitzvah. Whereas the Reb Sol Salanter holds that the lekicha is part of the mitzvah. It seems that this machloikis has direct bearing on our question that Tosfos is discussing. The question if you could, what to do with the bracha on the dalaminim. Because, as we just discussed, Tosfos gives us different etzes what to do. And one of the etzes that we learned is take the dalaminim without kavana. Now the question is, and interesting, and we'll quote the Shulchan Aruch later in our shir. The halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down this etzah of not having kavana when you have kavana explicitly that you don't want to be yotze the mitzvah. Even though the Mishnah Berurah quotes that that's what the Gra did. Why? Because if we hold that if you're just holding the dalaminim, and even if you held them before Alois HaShachar and continued holding them afterwards, you yotze the mitzvah, so therefore your kavana is immaterial because your kavana is immaterial because just the holding ready, you mekayim the mitzvah. And in fact, this question about the bracha, there's a very fundamental question. What, when we speak about the bracha needing to be recited over l'siyosai, what does that mean? Does the bracha have to be recited before the kiyum ha-mitzvah? Or does the bracha have to be done before the maisa mitzvah? The shittas that hold that you hold the x-rig upside down, or you take only gimel minim, to hold that the bracha has to be done before the maisa mitzvah. And if the x-rig is upside down, or if you're not holding all dalam minim, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. There's no kima mitzvah, even if you have a maisa mitzvah. So now it's very understandable. If we hold, and this is an explanation that I saw also from Rabbi Yosef ben Soloveitchik, that he makes this distinction between maisa mitzvah and kima mitzvah. What does oivel asiyosa mean? If we say that the bracha has to be before the maisa mitzvah, then even if I didn't have kavana, I have a maisa mitzvah. And therefore, since even though I didn't have kavana, I have a maisa mitzvah, therefore the halacha is, just having kavana not to be mekayim the mitzvah wouldn't help me. Because the bracha has to be done before the maisa mitzvah. And the maisa mitzvah is being done here, and my kavana wouldn't make a difference. My kavana not to be yotze the mitzvah. If, however, what the bracha has to be done is before the kiyum mitzvah, of course, if I have a kavana not to be yotze the mitzvah, I certainly don't have a kiyum mitzvah. And if I certainly don't have a kiyum mitzvah, I could hold the dalaminim and just have kavana not to be yotze the mitzvah, and then make the bracha, and then have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. He brings down another interesting teretz. He says that the kavana not to be yotze mitzvah depends on how we look at the din of mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana. He says, even do we say that mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana teaches us that as long as you've done the mitzvah is here. Or does mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah mean that you don't have to have kavanah? But if you had a kavanah not to be yaitza, everybody will agree that that mitzvah is not considered having done a mitzvah. Continuing in explaining the different pshatim that Tosfos suggests. So the first approach that Tosfos suggested was that you should take the dalaminim, you should take the dalaminim, but not hold all four minim, only hold three in a minim. The Rishonim say that this really depends on another sugya that we learned. And that is the Gemara discusses if the dalaminim ma'akvim zezeh. And if we learn that the dalaminim ma'akvim zezeh means that we have to hold all four minim in our hands at the same time, that indeed, if I'm not holding all four minim in my hands at the same time, I'm not yoytz the mitzvah. But there are rishonim that explain that even if we paskin dalam minim ma'akim zeh, means that you have to have all four minim. But you could be mekayim the mitzvah by taking each min separately. So if you could be mekayim the mitzvah by taking each min separately, then it doesn't make a difference that you'll pick up three of the minim and leave one of the min on the floor. One of the min not picked up. The next approach that Tosfos suggests was hold one upside down. Pashup shot is, like I said, to hold one upside down. But it's interesting, the Gemara on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, when it speaks about that, says it doesn't mean, the Rabbeinu Chananel says it doesn't mean that you have to hold it upside down. He holds, he says, as we learned in the Gemara, the lulav should be held in the right hand, the esrig should be held in the left hand, says the Gemara, says the Rabbeinu Chananel. Do you know how you can be mekayim this mitzvah? The way you can mekayim this eitzah, pick up the esrog in your left hand and put the esrog in your right hand and the lulav in your left hand when you make the bracha, and then switch. The Taz in general is not happy with this approach. He's not happy with this approach because he says that people invariably will forget to hold it upside down. Or he says, first I'll pick up the esrog right side up, and then only afterwards turn it upside down. But once you took it right side up, you already fulfilled the mitzvah, and you have Tosfos' problem. Another problem with this approach is it's not clear what is the top of the mitzvah, what is the top of the esrog, and what is the bottom of the esrog. The approach that Tosfos suggested of holding the having kavanah not to be yoytza the mitzvah, as we just said, that comes with its own issues, because as we said, even if you don't have a kiyum mitzvah, you have a maisa mitzvah, and it could be that that the bracha has to be done even before the maisa mitzvah, even the bracha has to be done even before the maisa mitzvah versus being done before the kiyum mitzvah. And the fourth approach that Tosfos suggested, the approach that Tosfos said that you should do, that you should first, that the, as long as you didn't do the nanuim, you're still in the middle of the mitzvah, as we discussed earlier, it's not quite clear at what point is it considered that you have, it's not quite clear at what point the mitzvah is over. Do we look at the nanuim as a hider in the mitzvah, or do we look at the nanuim as a chelik of the maisa mitzvah? But what is interesting to point out is that there's a famous vort from Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker was asked the question, when somebody has two esrogim, one esrog is a beautiful esrog, but it's questionable if it's a kosher esrog. There's a shaila if the esrog is a murkif. And the second esrog he has is certainly a kosher esrog, but it's not so beautiful. Which esrog should he take first? So Reb Chaim Brisker said he should take the esrig, which is a sofik, first. Because if he's first going to take the esrig, which is certainly kosher, he already fulfilled the mitzvah. And therefore, by taking the other esrig afterwards, he hasn't accomplished anything. So therefore, he says, first take the esrig. He says, first take the esrig, which is a sofik. If it's a kosher esrig and it's a beautiful esrig, great. And if not, take the other esrig. But the Paiskim, the Achronim say that now that we've learned that as long as you haven't done the Nanuin, you're still in the middle of the mitzvah. So if so, I could take the kosher esrig first. Once I've taken the kosher esrig, haven't I finished doing my mitzvah? No, I haven't finished doing my mitzvah, because it's not considered that I finished doing my mitzvah until I actually do the Nanuim